And with the holiday season upon us, it's prime time to buy the latest gadget for loved ones or yourself. But what about not-so-new technology? WHYY's Nima Rashania reports a new Philadelphia store is taking retro to a whole new level.
Behind a bright storefront on the corner of Carpenter Lane and Green Street in Mount Airy, Brian Kravitz is surveying Joey Harnish's typewriter.
This is a very stylish typewriter.
Yes. That's what I thought.
It is very stylish.
29-year-old Harnish is an art teacher with a penchant for doing things the old way. She spent the last several years looking for someone to help her fix her Remington. Then came in Philly typewriter. Kravitz's shop, where you can trade in your old Underwood or Royal, get it fixed, or buy one. He also works out of a location in South Philly. Kravitz's first job out of school in the 70s was fixing typewriters. Then a funny thing happened.
I fixed them between 1975 and 1990, and then these big bad computers came in. They were nerve of them. They stopped me from fixing typewriters.
He spent the last 25 years doing myriad other jobs, but circled back to typewriters this year. He says he saw these old machines making something of a comeback as people get more impatient with modern technology.
People are distracted by computers. That's totally what it is, and we have, like, learned to be distracted. So in the same time, we're losing our edge of creativity because we're selling it out to being distracted. You use a typewriter, use for one thing.
Jolie Harnish agrees. Once her typewriter is fixed, she wants to start writing letters to family on it.
When people reconnect physically with anything that they do, even to connect physically with your ideas, it's an empowering experience, and it legitimizes your place in the world.
Pamela Rogo, who owns the community space where Philly Typewriter has set up shop, says Kravitz is bringing back the kind of dedication you used to need to write something.
You don't have a message coming in while you're typing and six other reminders that you're doing 12 things on the computer at the same time. It's a more singular focus. It's almost more meditative.
Kravitz isn't relying on the shop to support himself, and the low overhead of the community space means he can stay open with a smaller customer base.
Okay, this is much
but listen to him talk about typewriters, and you can hear dedication and passion.
It has a soft, it's like kissing it. And that's what there's really nobody left to talk about them the way I can talk about them.
For WHYY, I'm Nima Rashania.